And now the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs are packing, ready to leave South Carolina for Lastonbury and home. They all know now that Sammy doesn't want to marry Sylvia Allison, but that he feels a strong sense of obligation towards her. It's this knowledge that keeps Molly talking to Sylvia at this moment. Molly is afraid, desperately afraid, that Sammy, in his youth and in his ignorance of what he owes Sylvia and himself, that Sammy may change his mind. So Molly forces herself against her will to keep talking to Sylvia, to see if she can, in some way, bring some kind of decent and quiet end to the love affair that has nearly ruined Sammy's life. Listen.
You're not going upstairs, Sylvia.
Why? You want to wrap Sammy up and sneak him out the back way?
No.
Then why don't you let me go upstairs and speak to him?
Because I want to speak to you first.
You have. But it's no use. I can't talk to you and you can't talk to me.
Why not?
Because.
Because? Because what?
Because we don't think alike.
Why not? You love Sammy and I love Sammy.
Your love is selfish.
Oh. My love is selfish. Oh. My love is selfish and yours?
I've gotten myself despised by everybody for Sammy. I was willing to take what belonged for my sister for Sammy. You wouldn't tarnish your good name for Sammy as much as you love him, would you?
No.
But I did.
Why? Why, Sylvia? Why did you think that was so necessary when all Sammy wanted was you?
He wanted you, not me. He wanted a mother, not a wife. He wanted a saint, not a human being. And it's your fault. You loved him until he didn't have a heart of his own either to keep or give away. You ate him up. You devoured him with your love. You're like all the rest of these fine, loving mothers in the world.
I hope
so. You are. You send your son out into the world looking. And looking for what? Not any real living human person, but some mirror image of yourself. No matter who they fall in love with, it's always with some ideal that looks like Mama. And then when the real woman is seen for herself, they can't live. They can't love her. All they want is their mother.
Sylvia, I wish I could talk to you.
Ah, oh, you're so good. You make me sick.
Does everything good make you sick?
Hypocrites do.
Oh. Sylvia, it's lucky there are good people in the world. It sometimes makes the bad ones ashamed to be as bad as they can be. Yes, my dear. Yes, yes, indeed. Yes. It makes them ashamed to be as bad as they can be. Goodbye, Sylvia. Maybe I'll never see you again. But believe me, I'll never forget you.
Sammy!
Sammy is coming home with me, Sylvia.
Sammy!
You're not going upstairs, Sylvia.
What's going on here?
Dick?
Go upstairs, Molly.
Say, please.
Go upstairs.
Mama, darling.
Rosalie.
Sylvia, Rosalie. Why don't you leave us alone?
Rosalie.
All we want to do is go home and get away from here and from you and away from your life. We were all happy before we met you.
Rosalie. Upstairs, please.
Go and marry someone like yourself, not my brother.
Rosalie. Rosalie, come here to me.
Upstairs.
Come here to me, Rosalie. Did you hurt me? Please. Come here. Come upstairs with me. Jake, please. Jake, please, enough is enough. Jake, darling, remember, silence is golden. Come up. Jake,
we're all packed.
Sylvia, you're bad and you might have been good. You're cruel and you might have been kind. Because you never could have pretended to be all those things if you didn't have a little of them in it.
You're not willing to give me a chance.
You had your chance.
Give me another chance.
Not with my son's life, Sylvia. Not with my son's life.
Sammy.
Are you all packed, Sammy?
Go up, Pa, please.
We are leaving, Sammy. Just as soon as Mr. Allison gets here.
I'm going back to Lastonbury.
Without me?
Without you.
You can just stand calmly and tell me that.
I'm not calm, and this is not easy for me.
Why isn't it easy for you? Because you still love me?
Because I don't love you.
Then you never did.
Why do you think I came here?
It couldn't have been for me.
For whom else?
I don't know. I don't know. Some ideal of perfection that never existed in the world. But I'm real.
I came here because I loved you.
What made you change, then?
You did.
I?
No one else.
You have a funny idea of love.
I have my idea of it.
You have a different idea of it for me than you have for others.
What's the difference?
The difference is that you preached to Leah. You told her she should understand and forgive Ed. That was love. For me, there's nothing like that.
That was different.
That was preaching. That was saying what you didn't mean.
With Ed, there was some...
I'm worse than Ed, you mean.
Oh, I don't want to go over that now.
You just want to leave?
Yes.
You must feel noble and heroic inside. You must feel great, Sammy. You're a great lover. No one knew about Ed and myself. We both tried to forget it. And then I fell in love. And I didn't love my ideal of perfection. I loved you, for good or bad or for whatever you were. And I wanted to be safe. I wanted the both of us to have whatever there was in the world. I didn't care for anyone else. No one. Not my father, sister, anyone. I loved you, and that was enough for me. I tried to get everything for us, Sammy. For you. I was willing to lie to my father and cheat my sister and ruin her life and Ed's and anyone's just for you. And I tried and I did. And now that you found me out, now that you know that I did these things for you, you're horrified. You never thought love could be as strong and real as this. Love is all poetry and moonlight for you. Well, it wasn't for me.
You didn't do it for me.
For whom else did I do it? For myself? Did I need you for that? Did I have to find you in Lastonbury for that? Maybe it was wrong. Maybe it was right. I don't know, and I don't care. I'm sorry I did it only because it means losing you.
Not so, Sylvia.
Keep away. I don't want your pity and sympathy. I don't want any of your moral platitudes that you learned on the knee of your mother. I don't want anything but you. And if I can't have that, I don't want anything. I don't even want to live.
Sylvia, please.
And I'm not going to. I'm not going to live on in this horrible, crazy world, surrounded by hypocrites and cowards. And I won't.
Sylvia. Sylvia, listen to me. Sylvia! Sylvia! Sylvia!
Blinded by her despair and anguish, Sylvia rushes out into the street. There's no pretense left in Sylvia now. No fraud. She means what she says, and Sammy knows it.